Hey EJ listeners, Chelsea here. We are back with another episode. Finally, we've been a little bit busy focusing on some awesome growth that is happening in our company, but we are back at it. So we are sorry that it took us so long, a few weeks without putting out a single episode, and we look forward to doing a couple this week, so you can stay tuned. Today's episode is honestly just a refocus and looking at where we're at post-COVID and just moving forward, getting excited, focusing on growth, and looking into the future. Here we go.
All right, guys, welcome back to the EJ Podcast. It's been way too long. Chelsea, welcome back. Brandon, welcome
back. Thank you. Glad to be back.
Well, so a couple things have been going on the last couple months in the world of business.
What?
And we have been doing a million different things, and that's our excuse for why it's been a little longer than it should have been. So we're back, though. We're pissed. We're back. We're ready to chat. So much so that we haven't even put a game plan together. We just wanted to sit down, turn on the mic, and just revisit where the hell we are with everything right now. So is that fair? Like, we can just go with that? And
sure. Yeah, let's just roll through.
Can't talk 8 hours. We can't talk 8 minutes. We got to find somewhere in between. So, you know, last time we talked, I don't even know exactly when the last episode was, but I know that it was kind of coming into what was crazy. I mean, COVID and all that type stuff, and obviously a massive effect on businesses and how you run your business and if your business is even open and all of that. What have you guys learned, or where are you guys at headspace wise, or do you believe more or less in this thing called COVID than you did a couple months ago?
I think for me, I had a couple weeks ago where it hit me hard. It was right afterwards. I was just like, oh my God, what is going on here? And just like homeschooling our kids and the businesses were starting to close down and shut. I don't know. I'll admit and be honest. I was not in a good headspace at all by any means, but then I had to take a look back at just all the things that were really positive in our lives and got through it. So I'm guessing a lot of people went through that or maybe still going through that. So I think it's important to recognize that and understand how to come out of it, because things do seem to be going in a much better direction from 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Chelsea,
I think that I kind of went through a few different phases of how I felt about everything, kind of at first just kind of shocked and then slightly worried, and then that was like the shortest period for sure, being worried about it. Then annoyed and angry, I think, kind of fell into one category. And probably about 3 weeks ago, I'm just like totally over it. Like, let's go, let's move forward. And starting to see the businesses and the amount of people who also feel that way. And of course, there's the people who do want to take more precautions and things, and I'm not speaking to them in this. I'm just talking to the overall public world, business, everything. So it's exciting for me that we're, as a general population, moving forward, and especially businesses that that are ready to just be over it, open back up, and get going again.
Well, and I think we find ourselves in a super strange spot in history in that, you know, it's like half the country believes in this, half, like, I watched a poll over the weekend on the news, and not that I pay serious close attention to it, but I think it's probably fairly accurate from what you see. Like, half the country is like the three of us. And honestly, to be honest with everyone listening, like, we didn't buy it when it really first came out as much as, I mean, like, you know, we were like, holy shit, like, is this going to be something that, you know, we've never seen? And now more and more it's solidified our beliefs that, like, give me a break. But I think now half the country is like that. They're like, shit, let's get back to work. Let's go to a concert. I want to go to a baseball game. Half the country is still like, oh my God, here's my mask. I can't, you know, leave my house, things like that. I think what all of us start to see, though, are these massive groups getting together and nothing getting worse. Like, if people's skin was starting to melt off their body, people would be like, holy shit, I'm not leaving my house.
Right.
Like, their actions speak to their belief, even if they tell you. If they go out in public and they're hanging out and they're going to dinner and, you know, they wear a mask to go walk by a table but don't wear a mask at their table, like, we start to see how ridiculous this is. And I know a lot of people that listen to this are docs. And so, you know, they're in the same boat of like, are you kidding me? Then we start to see a lot of these voices that are opposed to this narrative, like, shut down on social media channels. Like, not even like chiropractic voices, but there's, you know, medical doctors and people on the front line and nurses and such some are saying, be scared, run for your life. Others are like, it's crazy. It's not a big deal. We haven't seen a peak. You need to get back to your lives. So I think it leaves a lot of people, including the business world, just kind of like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, where are we at with this? I just want to pay my bills, feed my family, grow my business. And so, of course, we're going to focus on that. But I mean, you know, what do you do? Like, so say half your people are like, I'm scared. I don't want to come in. Half your people are like, I ain't wearing a damn mask. How do you balance that when you run a business with both those people walking in your door?
We focused on the ones that I think we attracted, not even focus. We attract the ones, the first group you said of like, I just want to get back to normal. I'm not sure I can change those other people's minds as much as I have the knowledge to do so and the passion to do so. I got to focus on the ones that are coming in my door and make sure their experience is top notch.
Yeah, I agree. I even saw an article today that someone posted almost as a joke on a, it's a, like a reopened Colorado page that I follow, but it was like associating people that don't want to wear a mask and people that don't buy into the COVID thing as on the spectrum of psychosis. Like the reason they don't want to do that, and even said detrimentally, like they think they can think for themselves at a higher level than paying attention to experts, which I found fairly humorous because you're ripping apart people that think for themselves. That in of itself, people would just think for themselves and make an educated decision, the world would be a lot better place. But they start to listen to the media dictates what they think, and then it's a shit show after that. So, so this doesn't tie into business, but anyway, that's where we've been, right? Everyone's kind of in this middle ground of like, I just want to go to dinner. I just want to go on vacation. You know, I just want to get it back to normal life. But we don't say the term what? We don't say the term.
I'm not going to say it.
Say it. Chelsea, what do we not like?
Not going to
say it. I'll say part of it and you guys say the rest. Okay. The new normal.
Right? We're not allowed to say that.
Not saying it.
And that drives us nuts because we're not going to let someone dictate what our new normal is. Quite honestly, our company, speaking for us, I know we've been able to open. We're back on track. Like we're setting records. We had a brief dip in March. February set records. March and April, you could feel it.
Yep.
Especially since about 12 or 13 of our practices had to close their doors completely. Other ones took a little dip, 20 to 40% right in there, but everyone's back on track now. Like we're not even talking about it. We're moving on. Like you said, the people that are with us and ready to move on with life, get adjusted, take care of themselves. It never better than ever, you know, on them people coming in.
I actually had the opportunity. I'd traveled a couple of places. I've been in Texas, Colorado, and during all this time, and the flights themselves were unique and different things of the new, I'm not going to say it. But I noticed in the practices, it people felt like it was a place they could come that felt normal to them, the old normal, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. But they're just like, oh gosh, it just feels good to be in here and not have a mask on to talk to someone, maybe even dare give a handshake or a hug. And it was like, wow, how good did that feel? And that's some of those practices we see in our company that are just exploding again because of what you said. People want to get back to just normal.
Right. I think a lot of people that I've come across, and I wouldn't say that I've completely done this, but just people that have wanted to get back to their normal life so much that they're just like, whatever, if I have to do these couple weird things for a little while, like I'm going to do it because I want to go to dinner or I want to travel or things. And for them, I don't think a lot of those people don't necessarily believe that is what they need to be doing, but they're just kind of like going through the motions in order to be able to function, which is frustrating for them and for us. Like I had to bring a mask with me on an airplane. They never even really enforced it. And of course, if I would have felt like I was at danger and if the masks work, I would have worn it, but I don't. So I just had it with me so that I wasn't going to get denied where I was trying to go. But I think that, I don't know, it's hard to navigate the not new normal because I don't want it to be the new normal, but like, it's just, I think that's one of the most frustrating things for people. Cause it, like you said, it's about 50% believe in it, 50% don't, but the 50% that don't still want to do normal shit all the time. And they kind of are limited, especially in certain areas.
I went to a pizza place on Saturday and I had a takeout order. We're just going to eat at home and hang out in the backyard with the kids. So I go in to get my pizza. Soon as I enter, the guy says, sir, you need a mask. I look to my right, to my left. There's at least 27 people sitting at tables, eating pizza and having a beer. No mask, obviously. They got to eat their food. But to sit there and pick up my pickup order, I had to have it. And I refused it, and the guy got a little upset. The manager comes over, and I walked outside with her, and she just said, this is what I have to do to keep my business open. I'm completely in agreement with you. It's silly. How can you stand at the desk ordering your pizza, and a person 6 feet away eating pizza doesn't need a mask? But she's just trying to keep her business open, and God, I respect her for it. She's just trying to get back to her livelihood. And if it means putting some little piece of cloth around your chin for 10 minutes, and I guess she said she'll do it, you know? So, but what, God, how did we get there?
Well, I know.
Granted, I mean, like, just for one, like, I mean, you know, we were able to go out to dinner again. It was like 2 weeks ago, and now it's starting to feel a little more normal. But before then, it was like I was like a little kid on Christmas Eve. Like,
yeah.
I was Holy so cow. Giddy to have a menu and like looking around. And I think everyone just took for granted, and rightfully so, because no one's ever taken our rights away. Like, even still, going to a baseball game, I can't even imagine turning on ESPN and having like sports of the day happening. And, you know, so I think a lot of us have moved past it. And the thing is, some of the people that make the decisions, which, by the way, we've learned how important it is to elect people that are worth a shit making decisions. But, you know, they're still like to the same narrative, not even listening to progress, not even watching what's going on. And I think that's frustrating, specifically to the small business owner, because, you know, they say here, take this money and take this loan. And that helps. I mean, honestly, we've had some practices that took it too, as we recommended. It's cheap money, take it, make sure you're good. But at the same time, you're like, I can thrive if you just take away these, like, these chains that are holding the business down. Like, we can roll. And we've seen that. And we were thankfully, in most places, an essential business and able to not skip a beat. You know, but we see some major players in the world of business like falling by the wayside. You know, TJ Maxx and Home Goods and J. Crew went bankrupt and Neiman Marcus. I mean, these are major icons of business, and they're not making it right now. And we need to take a look. If this really isn't going to pan out as a pandemic that was going to kill, you know, the entire country, then someone's going to have some responsibility of some of the stuff they made, because they devastated some big businesses in that process. So what now? So, I mean, again, so we cater, like you say, to the people that probably are just like feeling comfortable getting out. That's why they're out. By the way, it's great in America. If you don't feel comfortable, you can stay home, right? You can wear a mask. You can wear three masks. You can wear a shield, but the other people don't have to. And that's, I think, an important distinction to make. And that's all we're looking for, is people that are ready to take that risk. Because let's be honest, we knew you had a chance of getting the flu and dying every year since you've been born. 60,000 people, you know, 30 to 50 to 60,000 die of the flu. And we knew that. We didn't shut down businesses. We didn't pull kids out of school. We didn't take kids out of daycare. We knew there was a chance of that. Just like we know there's a chance you can get in a car wreck and you know, all this different stuff. We make that decision what to do. I think this is why this is different, is someone else made that decision for us and didn't leave that up to us.
Right.
And that became frustrating a bit. So what now with businesses? What are we doing? Should people be back to where they were? If not, what do they need to do? What now should people be doing? And we've revisited, and maybe it's a good time to revisit some of the things we said then. And let's see if we were right, you know, and, you know, let's
start. I think one of the big things we said a while back was the talent base. We discussed, holy crap, there's going to be some talent on the free agent market of business, if you will. And I think that we were spot on that. Yep. We've got doctors coming out of the yin yang.
Which is why we haven't done a podcast in a month and a half, because we've been so swamped with calls in a good way.
The talent is there. It's incredible for all positions we've been looking at, because people are making changes, some that were forced to, others that just said, hey, this is a good time to start anew. So I do think on that, if you are still looking for adding team players, switching up the team, I think that's still even available now. You're not too late to that party to really look at the talent that's available.
Well, and a few weeks ago too, to add to that, Brandon, a lot of people thought, you know, they had their teams that they were going to have to close down for a few weeks, lay them off for a little bit. Well, sometimes those people aren't coming back. And so they didn't maybe know that. So if you were listening then and thought you had a great team, but something happened to that team, or a couple people left or had to move home to help, whatever the case is, like, look now, because there's still lots of people out there.
Yep. Always hire talent, then find room for them. So yeah, we were spot on that. We'll toot our own horn, because we knew that was coming. It's still coming at a higher level. Once unemployment runs out of its newest update, where people are making more than sometimes they were even working, which is July 31st, another wave of talent will hit the market. And so there's a lot of that out there. You kind of alluded to it as well. We also said that during crises, people make life changes. In our world of franchises, people start to say, I just got laid off from a company I've been with for 23 years. Like, I'm not going to be, you know, a victim of what other people want to do now. I'm going to make a move. And so that's the other reason that we have been so damn busy in a great way. Thankful for that. But it's because we have so many people calling that aren't even docs of chiropractic saying, I want to open a franchise. You know, so much so that we've changed a lot of our business model to accommodate these people because we have all these docs coming in. Here's a good example of how we've accommodated during this. We have all these docs saying, hey, I got laid off. Hey, I need a job. Hey, I had to close my practice because I can't make it through this time. And we say, oh my goodness, that person is amazing. Great adjuster, great person, great integrity, great work ethic. We need to find a home for them. And then along comes a guy that, you know, was with a business that got laid off that says, hey, you know what? I want to own one of these practices. I'm not a doc. How do I do so? Well, boom, we let this guy own the practice. He's got the money to do that. We tie in these resources of all this talent and we expand as a company, as our franchise. This guy changes, you know, what he's doing into a successful practice. This doctor has a new home. It's a win-win-win. And we're finding that's an incredible recipe right now we have for success. So
I think another thing we'd mention, and it maybe has passed, but the people that took advantage, there was different loans. There was different money available that the government was stepping up to say, hey, we're going to try to help out in some way. So people filled out their PPPs and their EIDLs. But the thing I think has been important is how we've seen our doctors use those and intelligently apply those to areas where they could reduce interest rates, they could reduce monthly payments, they upgraded things in their clinic. So I think we were pretty spot on about the money's coming, but then what do you do with it was super important to advance their level of growth. And we've seen some of our docs literally change their entire lives overnight by owning, knocking out debt, doing some things for their offices in the future that just takes a lot of pressure off as well.
One thing that we said that, and I know I said that, it really hasn't come true yet. And so that is real estate prices. You know, we don't, I don't think that this was necessarily wrong yet. I still think it could be coming because some of these big boxes, the anchors, if you will, of these centers are going under. Now, grocery stores aren't going anywhere. They just set records, you know, so people that were selling food or delivering food are great.
Liquor stores doing all right.
Yeah, they're doing okay. but I mean, like stores like the Home Goods store and the TJ Maxx and things like that, that were already like on the ropes, right? I mean, Amazon already had these people like on the ropes. A lot of them went under.
And several restaurants.
Yeah. Restaurants. Probably, well, they say up to 25% of restaurants could close. So I still think that hasn't really hit yet. And landlords are still going to, you know, need to accommodate to fill in those spaces. That being said, it hasn't really changed yet, at least in Southern California. Like it hasn't really hit in real estate out here is a whole different world.
We just recently negotiated, three, four leases in the last 3 weeks. And it's been about normal, I would say. I agree with you. I don't think it was a drastic change.
No, but TI allowance was about the same and, you know, everything. So,
but like you said, it's probably just wait a little bit behind everything else because it's those businesses actually have to shut down, move out. Then they realize everything's vacant. Stuff will slowly start to drop, I think, which is unfortunate, but...
Yeah, exactly. And you almost don't want it to happen because, you know, landlords are that's businesses. A lot of them are small businesses, you know, some of them are bigger, but the thing is that talking to several people that are very knowledgeable about this topic, what they say is that these people know in a year from now, things are back to normal. So they're not going to take a 10-year hit on something to get a lease signed. It's not like they know, oh my God, for the next decade, we're screwed. They know, like, get through the next 6 to 12 months, don't sign a dumb lease that you wish you didn't sign. And then all of a sudden, you know, for 10 years, they're left to live with that. So it may never change. And, you know, honestly, I wish it would because it would be great for prices. At the same time, I wish it wouldn't because it just shows the economy stronger than ever. You know, we saw the unemployment number come out last week that, you know, they predicted more doom and gloom, which is what the media likes to do. And actually it came out as an incredible change in the right direction that people were getting back to work. And that was before people were really, like in California, gyms can't even open till this Friday. Bars can't open till this Friday. Museums, like family fun center, like bowling alleys and batting cages and stuff like that. So wait till those open. We said that people had money to burn. People have money built up. Even for my own family, we had 5 vacations planned with either friends or our kids and things like that, all canceled. Well, that leaves a lot of money that's kind of in this department of our finances of like, we're going to have fun with this money.
Yep.
And so now, like, what is that? You know, we're going to buy wine. We're doing a huge home remodel right now. You know, the remodeler said he can't even keep up with the business right now because everyone is doing home remodels and the hottest trend is wine rooms. And so everyone's kind of remodeling, doing a wine room and finding other places to spend money. That's the economy at work. That's the beauty of it. Once people have a chance to spend it, they'll go back out.
There's another product I saw that I'm like, really? And I bought one too. Inflatable pools. Mm-hmm. I was like, I was thinking for my kids. I'm like, we usually go to our golf club or we go somewhere, we go swimming. Well, obviously all that shut down. So I'm like, shit, it's middle of summer. My kids want to swim a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we get this inflatable pool. It took me a good 3 weeks to get it. And I paid a nice penny for this stupid inflatable pool. But that market is off the charts too. Cause people all have the same idea. I got to get some water in my backyard so I can chill out for a bit.
Equipment couldn't even keep it in stock. Right. People couldn't even buy dumbbells like 2 weeks ago. So they're catching up now and getting back on track. But
I think you've seen some cool little innovations, some big, some small, like restaurants now all having, you know, automated menus. You pull up right on your phone. You take a little picture of the QR code. Our practices, we have a virtual waiting room now where patients can check in and send you messages. So I think there's been some cool advances too. We kind of anticipated that. Something mm-hmm. always comes out of a crisis there of new technologies or new ways to do things.
Yep, without a doubt.
Some yeah.
businesses are, you know, created during times like this. So,
yeah, I think that's been my favorite thing about the whole COVID time period is just seeing all this, seeing the creativity come out of businesses and ways to continue increasing their revenue in different ways that they've never used before. And hopefully a lot of these businesses will keep those ways, you know, once everything is back to normal, because it's just a different, you know, different way to reach out to people.
Would you say the new norm?
What? I said when it gets back to normal.
No, she was the first to say it.
I wasn't.
It's people ready to spend money that we're talking about. So how do you get them in your business? Like, I mean, so let's say pretty soon, unless you're maybe New York or some parts around the country, Denver, or California, are a couple of the rough ones, but pretty much things are back to normal, right? People are able to go out, spend money. Not talking if you own a pro baseball team, but if you own a pro baseball team, you're probably not listening to my business advice. So people that are going out just to spend money at your small business, like how do you get them back in? What are we doing right now? Do you cater to the people that are scared to death of COVID? Do you cater to the people that are not scared to death of COVID? Do you try to walk the line in between and make them both happy? Like, how do you get your business rolling? And not only back to where you were, that's never a small business entrepreneur mindset. It's how to get back where you were so you can launch ahead to set a record again. So how do we do that?
I don't care what side of the fence you're on. You cater to your side. I fully agree that. Because you try to please all these people, it's just going to be some shit show right in the middle. So, right. And I've seen our best offices do that. I don't care if you want a mask or don't want a mask. But the people that have decided, here's what we do in this office, those their team, their party goes right with them and says, yep, we're doing that. And I mm-hmm. think they've won over fans, or they're like, thank God for that place during all this. That was my rock. That was my place I'm going. I have those businesses, those places too, that just treated me in whatever way they wanted, but with respect at the very least during this time. And I will always go back to those businesses for sure. So I think that's important of how you're treating your people right now. It's always important, but now so more than ever, they're watching, they're paying attention.
Yeah, I think that's important too. Just stick to what you believe in and educate the people who maybe don't understand why you're doing what you're doing, but just help them understand why, and they're going to respect that whether or not they agree with it. I think they, you know, same thing. I've been treated a couple different ways throughout this in other businesses, and I think it says a lot on how you educate the people and help them understand your reasoning behind whatever you're doing.
Well, and I think that's the biggest problem that I'm seeing. If anything, people have gone backwards in their business on customer service a little bit mm-hmm. because everyone just hangs their hat on it. If they were needed, a grocery store or whatever, I feel like I've never been treated worse in a grocery store. Just it's like, stand on that X and stand back and walk this way up the aisle. And like you said, Chels, no one's ever explaining why. All mm-hmm. there is a big bullshit government statement on the front door that says the rules of COVID. You know, more than if someone was just walking around, more like, hey, listen, we just are glad to be open. We're happy you're here. We're sorry you have to wear that. We know you don't want to. You know, mm-hmm. we certainly appreciate it. Honestly, whether you believe in it or not, like, you know, they should be the same way if they don't believe in it, but a customer comes in that is scared of it, that has a mask on, mm-hmm. honor their right to make, you know, make sure they feel at home too. But it didn't mean like customer service goes away.
Right.
And I think some people are going to pay the price a little bit. They got treated like crap. And we've had a couple stores that, like, you know, they were just downright rude to us, and we'd spent money there before, and we couldn't believe it. Like, you know, I can't wait to not support them again just because of the way they treated us when times were tough and we needed them. But, you know, on the other side, there's been businesses that I'm like, good for them, man. Good for them for hustling and, you know, carry out. We know our Postmate drivers now, they're like family, you know, so I mean, they kind of set a record for deliveries from
Postmates. I've also noticed businesses that took the time to train their teams on that. So a manager or something, one of our docs, I think would know what to say in the clinics, but I also noticed employees that are like really knew what to say as well. They're getting encountered with weird scenarios too, or getting yelled at by people that are coming to their place. But if it was a meeting, at least some training on, hey, here's how to handle any situation that comes up during these times. I've noticed that a lot too, where the pizza joint, the guy that called me out of my mask, clearly not trained. The manager immediately came over. I had a great discussion with her. She was fine, but there needed to be a training opportunity there for her employees to say, hey, here's what happens when that dude up the street comes in without his mask. What are you going to tell him? So train with your teams right now to how to do what you just said, Jason, to really blow them away with that customer service.
One question I have for you guys is, so what about the businesses that could be reopened and there's been no announcement that they're not ever going to reopen again, but they're not reopening yet? Like, what do you think? Why do you think businesses are doing that? Because I have a friend who works in a spa, and all of their competitor spas are reopened with doing all of the social distancing, wearing the mask, all the blah, blah, blah. And they haven't reopened, and there's no like date in sight still.
I mean, I think there's a couple different reasons. One, I think specifically to restaurants, having been a restaurateur myself, like sometimes they say you can reopen with the following guidelines, and you know, on those guidelines, you can't be profitable.
Yeah.
You're better off not even having any overhead, any food, whatever. Most restaurants cannot succeed at a 50% capacity, mm-hmm. at half their tables. Those are kind of changes that restaurants aren't able to do. The profit margin isn't that big anyway. So I think for some, it's just like, yeah, great, I can open, but I'm going to lose money if I open. Like, I'll just wait till I can open like a real restaurant, mm-hmm. wait another month, wait another 6 weeks. So, and probably part of it is, you know, people really buy into it, maybe, that are just scared to death, and that's their choice. Like, you don't want to open, then you're going to get your ass kicked in business, because a lot of other people are going to be open and your people are going to go somewhere else.
I think some of those were forced into that. They're just forced into, okay, it wasn't working, or they weren't in a good spot before, or they were close to retirement. I know a few chiropractors are pretty close to retirement. They said, you know what, and it's going to come a little bit sooner for me. I'm not going to go back into that world how it is now. Mm-hmm. Others are just like, hey, there's a new opportunity for me. I was thinking about getting out of this and going to something else anyway. So it's an opportunity. So I think for some, that's what maybe one of those two scenarios.
Yeah. Well, I would hope that people, you know, it's time. Like, I mean, no matter what your belief is, it's time. And most restaurants did a great job. And, you know, we've been to some recently, and it actually is fairly normal. And Vanessa and I even joked, like, we'll know that things are back to normal when I can see footage of Vegas and it looks like it's fun again. And that was like 2 days ago. I saw on someone's Twitter feed, like they were walking through a casino. There was probably 600 people in this video in like 5 minutes. And there wasn't one person with a mask. And everyone was partying and talking. And so it looked fun again a little bit. Apparently they take your temperature on the way in the casino, which is fine, you know, whatever, you know.
I'm coming in hot. So
I saw a friend, like, she was like, they're thermal scanning people as they walk into the casinos. But then she was at a pool party and it was like, oh, looks fine. Like, maybe not as busy, but pretty much normal, like a normal like weekday in Vegas.
Yeah, because no one will have an elevated skin surface temperature after laying out in a pool with 115 degrees. You got a fever, sir. No, I just sunburned. But I mean, so whatever. That's the kind of stuff I think most of us are like, whatever. Whatever you need to do to make yourself feel better. And let's be honest, people like Vegas, they're doing that to cover their ass so you don't come back. We already see all the attorneys right now saying, like, you know, there's already suits out there for, I caught COVID at work. I caught COVID because I had to work. It's just a matter of time till someone does that. And so I think a lot of that is just so they can be like, hey, we took temperatures, you know, we did what we could do. You know, but I think we're weeks, if not a couple months away from normal. The one thing that I think we all miss is the big venues. I mean, we want concerts, we want baseball games. Everyone's scared of football coming up. You know, that stuff will have to happen because, you know, hotels, Chelsea, you know, you booked big events for us. We had to cancel our big July one just because
we didn't cancel it. We just rescheduled it.
Rescheduled. because no one will let 300 people get together and celebrate, you know, and that's how our group is, man. There's lots of hugs and high fives and drinks and hanging out at the bar, and it's not a social distance kind of group.
Yeah.
We will not comply.
We will not comply.
Mike Collins, right?
6 feet.
So we did hear that in Colorado, the casinos are opening up next week, which is a big step, I feel, because, you know, there's, I know we were just talking about Vegas, but lots of people touching lots of things. And so, but dirty, lots of money behind that too. So, you know, sometimes it just comes down to that.
Dirty COVID chips coming across your way with.
Yeah. I would still be super happy to win a lot of money in COVID chips. I'd be like, bring them over.
I'll hold all those $100 chips. Just put them in the pocket. So anyway, today's top, maybe just getting back into the groove of things, I guess, if nothing else. I know we didn't cover anything specific to change your life, but at the same time, I think that, you know, we're three business people. We're also three consumers. We all, you know, we visit gyms and golf clubs and restaurants and bars, and we travel and trip. So we're there with you, you know, and the frustration, it's a little bit of annoyance, a little bit of frustration, you know, for some, a little bit of fear mixed into that as well. You're not alone. Half the country's that way. Half the country's ready to get back to normal. Half the country is still a little scared. But I think majority of people are asking questions, you know, and why can I do this, but not this? That makes no sense. Why can I go to the grocery store and buy this, but I can't get a haircut? Like stuff like that. People are starting to ask questions like, this is dumb. And people are moving on, right? And, you know, people are wearing masks around their neck and they're wearing masks around their forehead. And it seems ridiculous. But at the same time, it's kind of humorous to watch a little bit. So take it for what it is. Put a smile back on your face. But on the business side of things, people are back. Our company is back. We took a little dip. There's a lot of companies back. I understand we don't represent restaurants or gyms who are just now opening. You know, give it a couple months, you'll be back. But you go at it at such a level that you're getting new clients right now. There's a lot of people out there on the free agent market, not even staff we're talking about. We're talking about clients, money paying clients that are looking for a new home because people closed or they got treated like shit during that time and they want to make sure that they have a place. So go out and get it, man. You got to have a game plan. And do what you can. So closing thoughts from you two whizzes.
I always been talking a lot with the docs lately. I said, focus on the good stuff that you're doing in your practice. So same with you guys, focus on the good stuff you're doing in your business. I don't care if you're making deli sandwiches or selling life insurance. There's a lot of good things that we're doing. And when we get consumed by all the bad stuff that's going on or the stuff we're hearing on the news, I just try to focus on that good stuff because you're doing good things every day. And if we can focus on that, I think it gets you through this a little easier.
Yeah, definitely. I would say, we talked about this a little bit the other day, but just in a little bit, I guess, in here in a roundabout way. Not everybody's allowed to be completely open yet, but look at what percentage allowed you are to be open and try to make the best of it because you can still do great things and you can still prepare for when you are allowed to fully reopen if you're in that category. And, you know, like Dr. Jason was saying, there's a lot of customers who can't return to the places that they were once a customer. So look at them, pour into your social media. When you do have more time, you know, make more videos and stuff so that you have all that ready to go once you're ready to be back up to full capacity and just rocking and rolling through your business. So
love them both. My final message would be this. And this is important for when I used to have football teams that when I was coaching that got beat. I would always want to learn from that moment. And you guys as athletes can appreciate this. A good coach right then will say, I want you to remember how you feel right now, how pissed off, how frustrated, because how you respond to this is going to dictate the kind of athlete you are. And if you remember how much you want to avoid this moment of getting beat, then you're going to show up to the field, but more importantly, to the practice field on Monday with a whole different pep in your step. I would say business-wise, same thing. Remember how it felt to have some guy tell you you're non-essential, to have no representation that's lobbying and fighting for you. So if you were in that boat of people that were still closed forever, hair people come to mind, nail people come to mind, man, they got screwed over. They couldn't, and some of them still can't open to this day. And it's a one-on-one thing simply because they didn't have the representation they needed. If you would have told someone 25 years ago, there's going to be a massive pandemic, don't worry, you're not going to die. It's going to hit, every business is going to shut down except for essentials. And by the way, one of those essentials are going to be people that sell pot legally. you'd have been like, no way in hell that's going to happen. It happened, and they have the people lobbying to do so. Other people didn't. The elected people that didn't have a good opinion about their business and thought, let's just close them down because it won't be a pain in our ass. They knew people would come into an outrage if liquor closed, pot closed, things like that. So I would say, don't forget this. Don't just wait for a government to say it's okay. Don't wait for a government to give you a fucking check. Like, get pissed and realize what you need to do to navigate change in your profession. And if you can't find that voice to get behind, then be that voice and absolutely step up as a leader, because it'll change yourself, but it'll also change your business. So remember where you are right now and let that motivate you in the months and years ahead to become the leader your profession needs. So good to be back with everybody. Enjoyed it as always. And we will make sure we are back much sooner than later. In fact, I know we're talking 2 episodes this week. So we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Bye.